Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
We'll start with the check-in. It's WUWM's segment keeping up with the voices from Milwaukee's changing immigrant landscape. This week, we're looking at one specific story. Yesenia Ruano, the mother of two and MPS teacher's aide, has been outspoken about fighting her own deportation to El Salvador. Last week, she was ordered to leave the United States. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez is joined by Ruano's attorney, Mark Christopher, to learn about her case.
I was just hoping that you could give us an update on your client, Yesenia Ruano.
Yeah, we had really devastating news today. She was told that she is supposed to leave the country by June 3rd or she face arrest. And it's really devastating because Yesenia has ingrained her and her family have ingrained herself in our Milwaukee community, and they do so much. And to get this news today is really devastating.
And you talked to Yesenia before we jumped on our call. What is going on in her mind right now? Where is she at?
I think she's still trying to process everything. What people don't realize is Yesenia has a T visa that's pending. And a T visa is for people who have been the victims of human trafficking. And traditionally what's happened before this administration is, while it's pending, you were able to remain in the United States to have your application decided. And here we're sending her back to the very country she's claiming that she's afraid of returning to. That's devastating for her, and it's devastating for her two girls and devastating for her husband. She's going back to a country where two of her brothers were killed, where she faces herself being kidnapped. So it's a lot to take in.
I think the thing that was really striking is that it feels like a whole part of the city really took to Yesenia and her story. But who is, for folks who don't know, who is Yesenia and how did she get to Milwaukee?
She is a wonderful human being. She is a teacher's aide. She is a caring mother. She is a wife. She is very active in her church. Overall, just has this incredibly optimistic disposition about her. She came to the United States approximately 14 years ago when she was fleeing violence in her home country, and two of her brothers were killed. She sought asylum in the U.S. She ultimately had her case dismissed, but was allowed to remain here while she applied for what's called a T visa. And during this time is when we've seen a change in administration. And we went from a policy of allowing people to have this application run its course and have a decision on it. And then at the end of that decision, then if it was positive, they get to stay. If it's negative, then they have to go back. But they're now, we're not waiting for the current administration is not allowing people to get the decision. So they're sending them back to the country that the very country that they're claiming fear from.
I guess the question I have for you there is, how does she even get on ICE's radar? Because no criminal record, as you said, applied for this pending T visa, was going about it, the whole process, quote unquote, the right way. This is a visa that's historically been protected from deportation. So how does this happen?
Yeah, so her case is somewhat unique in the sense that when she first attempted to enter into the United States, she didn't affirmatively say, I'm afraid of going back. She was quickly processed in a very rushed manner and given something called an expedited removal. And an expedited removal has the same effect as a deportation. But she was sent back immediately. She again faced the same type of danger, returned to the United States. And this time she stated right at the beginning when she came in that she feared returning. She was interviewed and an asylum officer determined that she had a credible fear of returning. So she was paroled in, but she was paroled in with a deportation order. He went to immigration court, and the judge at that time indicated this may not meet the exact qualifications for a withholding claim, but you sound like you have a strong T visa case. And right now they're not deporting anyone. So we're not going to enter in a denial on your case. We're going to dismiss the case and allow you to pursue the T visa. Of course, that was during the Biden administration, where there was no real concern that she would be removed, that she would be able to file her T visa and let that run its course. And then, of course, you had the election in November, and there's just been a 180 turn in policy on the way that these cases are handled.
And this is resulted in some people being very public and outspoken, even in the face of being really vulnerable with their status, which Yesenia was. She took a very bold approach, publicly fought court orders, ICE's potential deportation. Can we talk about her approach and what was so different about that, even in the face of this 180 policy change?
Right. Most people are very scared to come forward and share their story because they feel vulnerable and they think it's going to make them susceptible to being targeted and deported. Yesenia took a very open and honest approach in allowing people in to what her life is like, her daily life as a teacher, as a mother, as a member of the community. And she showed exactly who she was. And that's the wonderful human being you're reading about in the many articles and you're seeing on in the interviews. She's very genuine. She's very open. And that takes a lot of courage to do that. And while her story, she may end up being removed, her value has come in opening people's eyes to what the immigrant plight is like, how terrible it is in, you know, Central American countries, why we need to listen to these stories and to also demonstrate what an unbelievable positive impact immigrants have on our community.
You know, you got to the point that she's also a mother and has this family, and her twin daughters both turn 10 this week. What does this order mean for her daughters and for her family?
Yeah, it's tough. It means that they're going to have to spend at least the next 8 years of their life in a third world country and subject to violence, subject to poverty, subject to substandard education and medical care. That's going to be their life for the next 8 years. You know, they're 10 years old. They're involved in so many extracurricular activities in school. I think one of them plays the violin. The other one's into arts and crafts. And so those opportunities that we U.S. citizens take for granted for our children, they're no longer going to have. And it was funny, we were talking before the hearing today. She was concerned about the process of getting their dog down to Central America should she have to go back, because there was no way that they would be able to get their daughters to go down there without their beloved dog. So we were talking about what that process was like. So it's definitely a sobering day for us in the immigration world.
You had mentioned if she would have to go back. What comes next for Yesenia?
Yeah, the only potential avenue she has left, and it's really a Hail Mary, is to file one last stay of removal. Given the fact that she now has the receipts for the T visa, in other words, it's been formally accepted by the Department of Homeland Security. That's a new factor. That's something new that wasn't available before when she had checked in. So there's a potential of filing a stay based off of that new factor. But to be honest with you, it's a real Hail Mary. She has a flight booked out of Chicago for the 3rd to go back home. And right now she's planning on going.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you so much for this update. And I'm sure we'll be checking in as things go forward, too.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Christopher is Yesenia Ruano's attorney, a local woman who's being deported. Christopher spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez for WUWM series The Check-In. This reporting is part of WUWM's focused, in-depth coverage on three issues our community told us they care about: climate change, immigration, and the economy. You can find more coverage on immigration at WUWM.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.